Intelligent Medicine is sponsored by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and healthy eaters get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/Hoffman to support the show and see if you qualify.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about today, and we encourage you to call us. Our number is 877-726-8255. As usual, there's an opportunity for you to come directly into the doctor's office and pose your most vital questions about health and nutrition. That's 877-726-8255, or more easily remembered, 877-726-TALK. Call us this hour or next, and we're here. We're available. We'll do our best to address your health concern or your nutritional quandary. Among the stories that I want to tackle this hour is a fascinating story about the flu vaccine. You know, I get lots of questions from patients and listeners. Should I take the flu vaccine? And mostly in the past, I've said I've been an agnostic. In other words, I'm not for, I'm not again. In light of the lack of efficacy of the flu vaccine, particularly this year, you know, it's kind of a coin flip whether to take it or not. But when I share this story with you, in just a few moments, you may go from agnosticism, as I did, to atheism about the potential benefits of taking the flu shot. It's a fascinating story, and it really bucks conventional wisdom. Nobody's reporting it, and we'll share that with you in just a few moments. But before we do that, this week's article in our newsletter is about the health benefits of chocolate, apropos of Valentine's Day. That's my Valentine's present to you listeners and Intelligent Medicine followers. You can find it at drhoffman.com. If you are a newsletter subscriber, you would have gotten it in your email box. I enumerate the many health benefits of high-test cocoa. And no, I don't mean a Mars bar or a Snickers bar or white chocolate, which is mostly sugar and calories and is bereft of the benefits of high-test cocoa. Cocoa is a rich source of polyphenols, flavanols, which have many documented health benefits. But the lower the percentage of cocoa in your chocolate, the more you're going to get extraneous stuff that's going to expand your waistline and dilute the benefits of the cocoa, which is really the business end of the chocolate. And in that article, I reiterated, as I have from time to time here on Intelligent Medicine, that prior to a program, my usual routine is to brew myself a nice cup of decaf to wet my whistle, and because I like the taste, but also to bite up a couple of squares of dark chocolate. My favorite these days is 92% dark chocolate. For a while, I was doing the 100%, but the 100%, well, it's kind of hardcore. Because it's bitter, it's very unlike candy, and 92% has just enough additional flavor to make it a little more palatable. So 92% cocoa, and it's my belief that it's just a placebo effect, but it's my belief that just maybe, it makes me a little more mentally alert and assists my memory recall. Well, here are a couple of studies that I cited in the newsletter article. When it comes to the brain effects of chocolate, there are actually some studies that suggest that, at least in an animal model of Alzheimer's disease, that cocoa polyphenols can slow the progression of brain deterioration. Well, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about in ordinary folks who don't have cognitive deterioration or Alzheimer's disease, can chocolate be beneficial? Well, here's an answer from a study called the Maine Syracuse Longitudinal Study. In that study, They looked at nearly 1,000 individuals, and what they determined is that indeed there was a beneficial effect of chocolate in terms of cognitive performance, and that was irrespective of lifestyle factors. You might say, well, chocolate consumption is a marker for maybe people who are a little more health conscious, a little more sophisticated. What they found was that there was a positive association between cognitive function, visual spatial memory, working memory, scanning and tracking, abstract reasoning, and something called the mini mental state examination. So, interesting study. Here's one that looks at the acute effects of cocoa. It was an experiment in which 30 healthy adults consumed drinks containing either 520 milligrams or 1,000 milligrams of cocoa flavanols. And here's what they found. The individuals who consumed cocoa had significantly speeded rapid visual information processing improvements. And also, and this is important if you're doing a two-hour radio broadcast, from my standpoint, there were reductions in self-reported mental fatigue associated with the consumption of the cocoa beverage. So, you know, we hit the wall mentally, you know, maybe you're taking a test or you're doing some kind of challenging mental task. Think cocoa as a way of enhancing your mental acuity. Do I sound smarter when I have a couple of squares of 92% chocolate prior to a broadcast? Well, I'll leave you to be the judge. Our number is 877-726-8255. We got a call from Joel in Vermont. Hi, Joel. How are you? Joel just bailed out. Let's see if we can get Joel back. I might mention that Health IQ, one of our good sponsors, we welcome them to Intelligent Medicine because they're an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and healthy eaters get lower rates on their life insurance. These are people like you listeners. Health IQ believes the best way to improve the health of the world is to celebrate the health conscious rather than penalizing those who are not. So go to healthiq.com/Hoffman to see if you qualify. That's healthiq.com/Hoffman. And we recently did a podcast with them. And by the way, if you sign up, and there's no obligation to buy something from them to purchase a health insurance policy, I'm sorry, a life insurance policy from them, they'll send you a fascinating daily Health IQ questionnaire that will test your health literacy. It's fun to do. So sign up at healthiq.com/Hoffman. And now let's hear from Joel. Hi, Joel. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have a problem. My daughter has herniated discs and in severe pain. So I've been giving her CBD oil. And I've added
cannabidiol, which is, it's a non-stoner extract of hemp. And legal.
And I've also added curcumin and boswellia, but I'm thinking of adding bromelain because it's supposed to really reduce swelling.
Yeah.
But curcumin is a blood thinner, and bromelain is supposed to slow clotting and is a fibrinolytic. So I'm wondering if those are safe to give together.
Well, you know, unless she has some extraordinary bleeding tendency, I would say that these are safe. They're not nearly as potent a blood thinner as some of the medications out there. If she were to suddenly experience easy bruising, or when she brushed her teeth, she was having some gum bleeding, or maybe she sneezed and you get that kind of red eyeball effect from, tiny hemorrhages in the eye, that suggests that the blood thinning is too aggressive. But, there's actually a study recently on bromelain in one of the more challenging, types of surgery that often causes a lot of swelling, and that's tooth extraction. After a tooth extraction, you get a lot of swelling. You know, sometimes you see these people, they have these big swollen jaw lines. And studies have shown that bromelain can actually reduce significantly the amount of swelling after a tooth extraction. So on the principle that there may be some swelling due to disc compression, bromelain could be a good complement to that. And, of course, don't forget fish oil. Did you mention fish oil, Joel?
I didn't, but I do use that as well.
Fish oil would be helpful for her because there's some studies that suggest that individuals who are, even people who are scheduled for elective back surgery, if they take high doses of fish oil prior to the back surgery for a period of 6 months, they may avert the back surgery. So anyway, quick follow-up.
So, but the other thing about CBD that I already mentioned, and I'm sure you must know, that CBD interferes with the cytochrome P450 system.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if it does to a large extent. So there's a caution flag for people taking certain medications, and you'd have to check with your doctor. Your doctor probably doesn't know. You check with a pharmacist. Pharmacists don't know much about CBD. I think that this is an area that needs to be explored by CBD researchers when people are taking other medications.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Thanks for your call, Joel. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. When we return, I'm going to share with you some very, very disturbing information about the flu vaccine. We thought that it was merely inefficacious, but there's some new information that suggests that it may be even worse than that. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And some disturbing information about the flu vaccine. You know, previously I've been sort of 50-50 on whether you take the flu vaccine because it's not that effective. It might confer some protection. And besides, you know, it's considered unpatriotic, almost a form of treason to not, as a public health spokesperson, as I am on the air, to discourage people from getting the flu shot. So I said, yeah, you want to get it, okay, but I'm not a big advocate. Here's some information that really chills my enthusiasm for the flu vaccine. It comes from an article recently, which was reported on, which and you may have heard about it, which suggests that you don't have to sneeze or cough to transmit the flu virus. And that's really quite disconcerting because we tend to think, okay, you know, cover your mouth, you know, sneeze into your elbow, and everything's going to be okay. Well, in that study of college students during the flu season, it was found that the flu virus was transmitted just by breathing. It was very nicely put into the airstream by aerosolization. Tiny particles were exhaled in the breath of these college students that could easily transmit the flu. Okay, that study made the rounds. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I reported on it. But I didn't look at the study. Now I have. And there's an interesting corollary to that study. And that is that individuals who had had the flu shot in the current and or previous seasons shed the flu virus 6.3 times more than if they hadn't had the flu shot. So here's the whole rationale for getting the flu shot is, okay, you know, maybe you don't care whether you're going to get the flu, but at least protect others, you know, people in your family, people in your community. They now mandate that healthcare workers, they can get fired if they don't accept the flu shot because the thought is that they might transmit it to patients or the vulnerable, and so it's the patriotic thing to do. The problem is this study suggests that getting the flu shot may make it 6.3 times more likely that you will shed the flu virus whether or not you're sick. And what they also have found is that it's more likely that you're going to transmit the flu virus before you become symptomatic. Once you become symptomatic with fever, chills, nasal congestion, sneezing, coughing, you become less likely to transmit the flu virus. So they say, the authors of this study say, the association of current and prior year vaccination with increased shedding of influenza A might lead one to speculate that certain types of prior immunity promote lung inflammation, airway closure, and aerosol generation. This first observation of the phenomenon needs confirmation. If confirmed, this observation, together with recent literature suggesting reduced protection with annual vaccination. And there are studies that suggest that if you get, say, every year, you say, aye, aye, sir, you get your flu vaccine, you're going to get less protection than if from time to time you get the flu vaccine. And this observation, they say, would have implications for influenza vaccine recommendations and policies. Yes, indeed, it would have implications. Also, there's a study, a related study, which suggests that well child visits, in other words, you go to the doctor's office with your kid dutifully to get a flu shot, they are associated with more than 700,000 subsequent flu-like illnesses, with a cost to the medical system of nearly $500 million. In medical costs. So, you know, you take your kid to the doctor's office, the pediatrician's office, in the waiting room, a bunch of kids are sick and coughing. Your kid then gets the flu at the very time when they've been urged to come to the doctor's office to get a flu shot. Not a good situation. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. That's our number for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, professional grade, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I use Fullscript as my online dispensary, so I can send you, my patients and listeners, the exact products you need straight to your door by speedy delivery. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part? Fullscript sends out refill reminders when you're running low, so it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript account, or ask your healthcare provider to sign you up for Fullscript. If you are a healthcare provider, sign up for a free Fullscript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and they offer world-class support. Get started at drhoffman.com and click on the store.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And there are several ways to get through to us with questions. One is to email us to radioprogram@AOL.com. Radioprogram@AOL.com gets your question to us so that we can use it as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, one of our most popular weekly podcasts that you can find at drhoffman.com. You never know what's going to come up in terms of questions that may have some relevance to your particular predicament or that of a family member or loved one. And Another way you can get questions to us is by calling us now during the program. We invite you to call 877-26-8255. That's 877-26-TALK, so call this hour next and be part of the radio program. But alternatively, you can record a question that we'll use for the program by going to our website at drhoffman.com. Go to our homepage on your PC or Mac and click on the right side where it'll prompt you to record a question, as did Carol. So let's hear from Carol.
Dr. Hoffman, this is Carol from New Hampshire. A few weeks ago, you cited a recent study about caffeine and AFib, which determined that caffeine does not cause AFib. And I wonder if you could find the origin of that and speak about it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, this is a really, really interesting subject because, and thank you for the question, Carol, because, well, look, intuitively, you would think that caffeine would be bad for atrial fibrillation. After all, atrial fibrillation is a condition in which the heart races uncontrollably, and caffeine can set your heart pitter-pattering, right? It's a stimulant. It definitely can raise the pulse rate, all right? So for a long time, we've been telling patients, avoid caffeine if you are prone to a cardiac arrhythmia, atrial fibrillation being a case in point. And so finally, you know, as with many things, you know, traditional wisdom, you know, sometimes has to be reexamined with evidence-based medicine. So they did a study on this very subject. And what they found was quite counterintuitive. This is a meta-analysis, a study of studies, and it shows that there was no downside and actually a hint of benefit in atrial fibrillation. So what's going on here? Dr. Min Cheng of Beijing University says, quote, "It is unlikely that habitual caffeine intake increases atrial fibrillation risk." The study was published in the Canadian Journal of Cardiology. In fact, the researchers conclude habitual caffeine consumption may actually reduce AF risk. So, wow, what's up with that? Well, what could possibly be beneficial about coffee or caffeine consumption? Well, it turns out that coffee, and perhaps caffeine itself, has anti-fibrotic effects. And fibrosis is what damages the atrium of the heart. It's actually a kind of a hardening sort of deterioration of the tissue that may impede electrical impulses, causing atrial fibrillation. So they say here that since atrial fibrosis is an important factor in atrial fibrillation and caffeine has anti-fibrosis properties, the finding may pave the way for seeking effective anti-fibrosis agents for atrial fibrillation management or development of caffeine as an agent for preventing atrial fibrillation. Wow, you know, giving caffeine to patients with atrial fibrillation, well, you know, what do they find here? The researchers found an inverse relationship between the amount of caffeine consumed and the risk of atrial fibrillation. There was an 11% reduction for low doses of caffeine, a 16% reduction for high doses. The incidence of atrial fibrillation decreased by 6% for every 300 milligram per day increment in habitual caffeine intake. That's a high test cup of Starbucks, 300 milligrams. So they also looked at EKGs. They wanted to see if the electrocardiogram was affected by caffeine. The research showed that 400 milligrams of caffeine did not induce changes in the electrocardiogram. And you might say, well, okay, atrial fibrillation is one thing, but ventricular arrhythmias are even more dangerous. They can be fatal. VTAC is a common death sentence for individuals who go into uncontrolled ventricular tachycardia. Well, in this study, 300 milligrams of caffeine did not increase the occurrence or severity of ventricular arrhythmias, even after people were recovering from heart attacks. I mean, the last thing you want to give to someone in the hospital who's just suffered a heart attack is a robust cup of coffee. But it turns out, no, it didn't really create a problem. And they say especially that people who are regular consumers of caffeine are more used to it, and it's not going to cause a problem. So what about a related problem, high blood pressure? Because mostly in the past, we've been telling people who have high blood pressure to avoid the coffee, right? Because, you know, it sends your blood pressure up. Well, here's a study, 2017, coffee consumption and the risk of hypertension. And this study done in Spain, 22,500 Spanish university graduates, and the follow-up was over 9 years. The consumption of regular and or decaffeinated coffee was evaluated at baseline, and then they looked at who went on to develop hypertension. And what they found is that overall coffee consumption, whether it be caffeinated or decaffeinated, was not significantly associated with the risk of high blood pressure. But among women, higher consumption of regular coffee was associated with a 26% lower risk of hypertension. Why is that? Well, they think it may have to do with the beneficial polyphenols that are present in coffee. So a lot of benefits to coffee. And look, some people don't tolerate coffee very well, and it may well have to do with a genetic factor that is involved in caffeine metabolism. Some people are very slow metabolizers of caffeine. They're the people who absolutely can't have a cup of coffee after 3 o'clock in the afternoon because the caffeine will still be running through their system at 11 o'clock when they try to go to sleep. And other people are rapid metabolizers of caffeine. They break it down very quickly, and it's not a problem. But in many studies, they, for example, in the Annual Review of Nutrition, they looked at 127 meta-analyses, and they found that there were decreased risks for many common cancers, breast, colorectal, colon, endometrial, and prostate, in coffee consumers. Also, there were anti-inflammatory compounds in coffee that reduced the risk for cardiovascular disease and brain disorders like Parkinson's disease. There was a reduction in risk for type 2 diabetes because insulin and glucose metabolism was enhanced by coffee. So, good news on the coffee front. Coffee is exonerated. But yeah, look, there certainly may be some individuals out there, many of you listeners, who find it hard to tolerate caffeine. The acidity of caffeine upsets your stomach. Or of coffee or caffeine. Or the caffeine in coffee makes you nervous, jittery, or causes you to have sleep problems. That is entirely possible. But overall, the evidence suggests that coffee is well-tolerated and safe for the vast majority of individuals and may have beneficial effects. Interesting study. This month is, it's February, and this month is Heart Month. And we obviously look at many of the factors that have to do with cardiovascular protection. Here's one that you probably haven't even thought of. Does having a dog reduce cardiovascular disease risk? A Swedish study suggests it does. They have a vast database in Sweden of all residents, and they compiled health data on them. So what they did is they looked at the relationship between dog ownership and cardiovascular disease risk in Sweden over a long period of time. And This is because Sweden requires all dogs in the country to have a unique identifier, a tattoo or chip registered with the Board of Agriculture. So they keep track of who owns dogs. And what they found was that dog ownership was associated with significantly lower all-cause mortality, so you live longer in general, and mortality from cardiovascular disease. Dog owners will absolutely confirm that effect. Unconditional love has beneficial effects on the heart and on the soul, and especially in individuals who are isolated, the elderly. Having a dog gives purpose and meaning to life, which may be an important ingredient in overall longevity and survival. So if you want to reduce your cardiovascular disease risk, take fish oil, kaolic, resveratrol, magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin K, and get a dog. Absolutely get a dog. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. A reminder, you can get great quality supplements from one of our sponsors, which is Fullscript. Fullscript stocks thousands of some of the top brands of supplements, and you can access Fullscript via drhoffman.com. Just click on the store. That's our online dispensary. And if you shop Fullscript, you'll also be supporting Intelligent Medicine. So for your supplement needs, get great supplements and also help support Intelligent Medicine by going to drhoffman.com. Click on the store for access to Fullscript, an online supplement dispensary. Okay, this item, diet may influence the spread of a deadly type of breast cancer. So, yeah, that got me clicking on it. And what it has to do with is a certain amino acid that's present in certain foods that may feed a certain type of particularly hard-to-treat breast cancer. Triple-negative breast cancer is thought to be one of the more dangerous types of breast cancer. It is not responsive to hormone blockade. It's negative for estrogen and progesterone receptors. And so treatment options are limited. And so it's quite fascinating that they discovered the Achilles heel of triple-negative breast cancer. And it has to do with asparagine. Asparagine is an amino acid that is found in certain foods. And you might imagine with a name like asparagine that it would be found in asparagus. That's another reason why people who hate asparagus might find a rationale, if they have been diagnosed with triple-negative breast cancer, in avoiding that controversial vegetable. Something that I had total repugnance for until about the age of 15. And my taste did a 180, and now I really love asparagus. Does asparagus cause breast cancer? There's no evidence that it causes breast cancer, but once you've developed breast cancer, asparagine in such foods as dairy, whey, beef, poultry, eggs, fish, seafood, asparagus, potatoes, legumes, nuts, seeds, soy, and whole grains might help to feed the growth and spread of triple-negative breast cancer. So it sounds like a real veritable minefield of virtually all the foods that people like to consume. But through careful analysis, we can construct a low asparagine diet that might be worthwhile for women who are undergoing treatment for triple-negative breast cancer. The cancer is characterized, as I said, by no receptors for estrogen or progesterone, or something called HER2. And it has a higher than average mortality rate. So, there's also a medication. It's a chemotherapy drug called L-asparaginase, that blocks asparagine. And they found that when lab mice were given food rich in asparagine, the cancer cells spread more rapidly. So, actually is a promising avenue, and, you know, not for the faint of heart, because it involves so many food restrictions, and it's not justified for ordinary women who are fearful of developing breast cancer. But if you have this type of breast cancer, it might well be worth a try. This is according to research at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. If you're suffering from frequent fatigue, I've got some good news for you, because NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells. It works via the mitochondria, and promising research is underway to identify the potential for NT Factor in conjunction with caffeine to alleviate the symptoms of fibromyalgia. That is research that is yet to be published, but it looks promising. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. NT Factor is available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for all your daily nutritional needs. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT Factor. So a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. It's the real deal. All right. This concludes hour one of Intelligent Medicine. We invite you to call us 877-726-8255. We have an entire hour in which to answer your questions about medicine and nutrition. Plus, we got lots of stories. We've got some new information about nicotinamide riboside and its brain protective effects. Also, shocking the brain may help with memory. So stay tuned for that. And remember the number, 877-726-8255, for questions related to medicine or nutrition. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.